Lesson 3.4. Mini Story 3.4.1. A Little Mouse. Hi, how are you feeling today? How's your mood? I hope that you are feeling wonderful. So we're going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please don't sit still. Okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. Beth was a very clever and conservative mouse. She knew that the winter was coming and that there would soon be a dearth of food. Was there a stupid mouse? No, there was not a stupid mouse. Was it a clever dog? No, it wasn't a clever dog. What was there? There was a clever mouse. Was she stubborn? No, she wasn't stubborn. Was she conservative? Yes, she was conservative. Who was conservative? The little mouse was conservative. Was her name Ron? No, her name wasn't Ron. Was her name Annie? No, her name wasn't Annie. What was her name? Her name was Beth. Was the cat's name Beth? No, the cat's name wasn't Beth. Whose name was Beth? The mouse's name was Beth. Was Beth clever? Yes, she was clever. Who was clever? Beth, the mouse, was clever. What did she know about? She knew winter was coming. Who knew winter was coming? The mouse knew winter was coming. What would happen if the winter came? If the winter came, there would be the dearth of food. So she decided to make gathering food for winter her primary job. Gathering food was a hard and boring activity, but Beth made a deliberate effort because she knew that it was significant. Did she decide to eat food? No, she didn't decide to eat food. Was gathering food interesting activity? No, it wasn't interesting activity. Was it a boring activity? Yes, it was a boring activity. Was dancing a boring activity? No, dancing was an interesting activity. What is a boring activity? Gathering food was boring activity. Why did she gather food? Because the winter was coming. What would happen if the winter came? If the winter came, there would be dearth of food. Who gathered the food for winter? The mouse gathered the food. Is it significant? Yes, it was significant. Was gathering food easy? No, it was hard and significant. What is significant? Gathering food was significant. She forced herself a few hours every day to collect beans. By winter, she had collected a massive pile and hid them in a cache. Did she force herself to eat a big amount of food? No, she didn't force herself to eat amount of food. Did she want to trip? No, she didn't want to trip. What for did she force herself to do? She forced herself to collect beans. Who forced herself to collect beans? The mouse forced herself to collect beans. Did she collect coins? No, she didn't collect the coins. What did she collect? She collected the beans. Did she collect the beans without stopping? No, she forced herself a few hours a day. What did she collect by winter? She had collected beans by winter. How many beans has she collected? She had collected a massive pile by winter. Beth had a sister named Mary. She was very slothful. She had fanciful ideas about how she would survive winter. Did she have a brother? No, she didn't have a brother.
Did she have baby?
No, she didn't have baby.
Did she have a boss?
No, she didn't have a boss.
What did she have?
She had a sister.
Who had a sister?
The Beth had a sister.
Was her name Andy?
No, her name wasn't Andy.
What was her name?
Her name was Mary.
Whose name was Mary?
Beth's sister's name was Mary.
Was her sister a hard worker?
No, she wasn't a hard worker.
Was she active?
No, she was slothful.
Who was slothful?
Her sister was slothful.
Did she help her sister?
No, she didn't help her sister.
Why?
Because she was slothful and lazy.
Did she have any idea?
Yes, she had unusual ideas.
What kind of ideas did she have?
She had fanciful ideas.
What for did she have fanciful ideas?
She had fanciful ideas about how she would survive the winter. She thought that food just come to her, and that she could work at her own convents. She spent the days playing and dancing instead of gathering beans.
Did she think that she must work?
No, she didn't think that.
Did she think that she should buy food in winter?
No, she didn't think that.
What did she think?
She thought that food just come itself. That's why did she work hard?
No, she didn't work very hard.
Did she think about helping her sister?
No, she never thought about helping her sister.
Was she kind?
No, she wasn't kind.
She didn't think about helping her sister.
What did she do?
She played and danced.
Did she dance while gathering food for the winter?
No, she didn't dance while gathering food.
She didn't gather food for winter.
She didn't help her sister.
Who didn't help her sister?
Beth's sister didn't want to help her sister.
What was her name?
Her name was Mary.
Was Beth's mother's name Mary?
No, her mother's name was not Mary.
Whose name was Mary?
Her sister's name was Mary.
Did she spend her days with learning and reading?
No, she didn't spend her days with learning and reading.
How did she spend her days?
She spent her days dancing and playing. When the final hours of autumn came, Mary had only a few amount of food stored away.
When winter came, did she have a few amount of food stored away?
No, not in winter. When summer came, did she have a few amount of food?
She had a few amount of food stored away when winter came.
When winter came, did she have few amount of money?
No, she had much money.
What did she have a few amount of?
She had a few amount of food stored away.
Who had a few amount of food stored away?
Mary had a few amount of food stored away.
Why?
Because she didn't gather beans.
What did she do then?
Mary realized that her food supply was too small to last through winter.
She visited her sister.
Mary said, "Beth, I'm in a dire situation. I didn't gather enough food for winter. Will you let me share your beans? Please lend some beans for your sister."
Did she realize that she had lots of food?
No, she didn't realize that she had lots of food.
Did she realize that she had studios?
No, she didn't realize that she had studios.
What did she realize?
She realized that she had a few amount of food stored away.
Was it enough for winter?
No, it was not enough for Winter.
What did she do?
She went to her sister.
Did she go to her mother?
No, she didn't go to her mother.
Did she go to her father?
No, she didn't go to her father.
Where did she go?
She went to her sister.
Who went to her sister?
Mary went to her sister.
Why did she go to her sister?
Because she had a few amount of food left for winter.
Did she ask money from her sister?
No, she didn't ask money from her sister.
What did she ask from her sister?
She asked for food from her sister.
Beth thought for a moment. Then she replied, Mary, I'm truly sorry for you, but I will not give you any of my beans. You can still work hard and gather enough food for the winter.
What did her sister do?
She thought for a moment. Did she give her food without thinking?
No, she thought for a moment.
Who thought for a moment?
Did Mary think for a moment?
No, Mary didn't think for a moment.
Who thought for a moment?
Beth thought for a moment.
Did she close the door?
No, she didn't close the door.
What did she do?
She replied to her sister.
What did she reply to her sister?
She said, I'm sorry, I can't give food.
Did she say she might take food for winter?
No, she didn't say that.
What did she say?
She said she had to work hard.
Who said she had to work hard?
Beth said to her sister that she had to work hard.
Why did she say that to her sister?
Because her sister didn't work and gather food for winter, and she asked food from her sister.
What did she say to her sister as advice?
She said, you may still work. It will be tedious, but you will learn how the value of hard work.
Beth's words frightened Mary. Mary cried with outrage.
There's too much work. I won't have any time to dance or play.
Beth said, it's crucial that you gather enough food.
You must have food before having fun.
Go now and rectify your situation. Mary stayed some more, but she knew that her sister was right. She took the bag and went to work gathering her own beans for winter.
Was she happy from her sister's advice?
No, she was sad.
Did she cry?
Yes, she cried.
Did she cry inside?
No, she cried outraged.
Who cried outraged?
Mary cried outraged.
Did she say it was easy?
No, she didn't say it was easy.
What did she say?
She said it was difficult.
What was difficult?
Gathering food was difficult.
What did her sister say?
She said she should have gathered food before she danced and played.
Did she know her sister wrong?
No, she knew that her sister was right.
Did she go to working after that?
Yes, she went to working.
Lesson 3.4. Short story 3.4.1. The Little Mouse.
Welcome back. It's time again to learn more about short story. And of course, when you say short story, it means point of view. So, are you ready? In that case, let's start.
Beth was very clever and conservative mouse. She knew that winter was coming and that there would be soon be dearth of food. So, she decided to make gathering food for winter her primary job. Gathering food was a hard and boring activity, but Beth made a deliberate effort because she knew that it was significant. Gathering food was a hard and boring activity. She forced herself a few hours every day to collect beans. By winter, she had collected a massive pile and hid them in a cache. Beth had a sister named Mary. She was very slothful. She had fanciful ideas about how she would survive winter. She thought that food just come to her and that she could work at her own convents.
She spent the days planning and dancing instead of gathering beans. When final hours of autumn came, Mary had only a few amount of food stored away. Mary realized that her food supply was too small to last through winter. She visited her sister. Mary said, "Beth, I'm in a dire situation. I didn't gather enough food for winter. Will you let me share your beans? Please, lend some beans for your sister." Beth thought for a moment. Then she replied, "Mary, I'm truly sorry for you, but I will not give you any of my beans. You can still work hard and gathering enough food for the winter. It will be tedious, but you will learn the value of hard work." Beth's words frightened Mary. Mary cried with outrage. "There is too much work. I won't have any time to dance or play." Beth said, "It's crucial that you gather enough food. You must have food before having fun. Go now and rectify your situation." Mary stayed some more, but she knew that her sister was right. She took a bag and went to work gathering her own beans for winter. Alright, that's the end of our second short story. Very simple, very easy. Just listen to this again and again and again. Put a big smile on your face when you listen. Have your body upright, breathe deeply, and move while you are listening to every single lesson. See you next time. Goodbye.